Brilliance Audio presents The Lost Empress by Steve Robinson, performed by Simon Vance. This would be his first murder, and he hoped it would be his last. His mouth felt dry despite having just been sick. He could still feel the gastric acid burning his throat, still smell the sweet bile that now stained his clothes. He wanted nothing more than to withdraw back into the shadows where he'd been waiting for the right moment, psyching himself up. But he knew he had to do it. There was no turning back now. He put on a pair of thin gloves and pulled a grey ski mask over his head as he continued across the moonlit yard, checking to his left and right as he went. It was quiet, no one else around. The owner of the workshop-cum-warehouse he was heading for didn't even have a guard dog, which would have complicated things because he liked dogs. There was a light on inside, just a single lamp by his reckoning. That was where his victim would be, working late for the last time. He reached the door and pulled a sleek carving knife from inside his jacket, which he'd bought from the local supermarket that afternoon. He thought long and hard about how he would do it, concluding that a knife would be quick and quiet and easy to obtain, even if it did mean getting closer to his victim than he wanted to. He went around to the side of the building, heading away from the light, and began to prise the tip of his knife beneath each window frame as he passed, waiting for one to pop open. It was an old building, as old as the antiques the man inside liked to restore, for all he knew. The windows were covered in a film of dirt, their old metal frames chipped and rusty. The fourth window he came to lifted easily, and he stopped beneath it. It was time. He took a deep breath to calm his nerves as he eased it open. Then he pulled himself up and slipped inside. He could just make out the shapes of crates and boxes in the dim moonlight, and he cursed himself for not thinking to bring a torch. "You're such an amateur," he thought as he fought the dry cough that was rising in his throat from all the dust he'd kicked up. He stepped further in, feeling his way around the crates, looking for the door. Then he heard music. Classical music that was faint and tinny, as though coming from a small radio. The sound guided him, and as his eyes adjusted, he began to make out the glow beneath the door from the room beyond. The heady smell of polish and linseed oil hit him as he teased the door open. The man he had gone there to kill had his back to him. He was bent over an old pedestal desk 20 feet away, rubbing the surface with a cloth in smooth, even strokes that seemed to keep time with a string section that was playing on the radio. That was good. He thought it would help to mask his approach as he crept up behind the man, but after taking 2 steps his nerves got the better of him and he ran to the desk, knife in hand. He grabbed the man by the collar of his overalls and pushed him back onto the desk, quickly showing him the knife so there was no mistaking his intention. "The notebook!" he shouted. "Where is it?" The man's eyes were wide with fear. "Who are you? Just tell me where the notebook is or you're dead." The man shook his head only slightly at first and then more emphatically. I don't have it." "Don't lie to me, I know you've got it." The man continued to shake his head. "No, I swear. I thought I was close, that's all. I can't get to it."
"Really?"
The man in the ski mask flicked the tip of his knife across the other man's jawline, drawing blood.
"You've got one last chance to change your mind. Now, do you have it, or don't you?"
"No, but I'll find a way to get it. It's just a matter of time, please."
"It's too late for that."
The man in the ski mask drew the knife back, ready for the kill. Whether this man had the notebook or not, he knew he had to do this. But he hesitated. The knife began to shake in his hand as he fought with his conscience, one voice in his head screaming, do it," while the other promised an eternity of damnation if he did. He hesitated too long. The man beneath him shifted, suddenly unbalancing him. A heavy blow caught him below his left ear, and he felt the heel of the man's shoe kick into his chest, pushing him away. He staggered back, and as he put his hands out to soften his fall, he dropped the knife and it clattered away from him, out of sight and out of reach. Before he could get to his feet again, the man he had gone there to kill now came at him with an antique short sword, which he seemed to produce out of nowhere, the polished brass hand guard glinting in the lamplight. He cut the air with the blade, and the air whistled around it.
"Tell me who you are. How do you know about the notebook?"
The man in the ski mask gave no reply. His heart was thumping hard, and all he could think about was where his knife was. He scrabbled across the floor to where he thought it had fallen, but as he reached into the shadows to feel for it, the sword cut him off, hacking into the floorboards ahead of him. He kicked his legs to push himself away, heels slipping and sliding until he was backed up against a sideboard. Then the other man swiped the blade at him again, narrowly missing him.
"Tell me how you know!"
Unrelenting, the man swung the sword for a third time, and now it cut into the sideboard, lodging deep into the wood. The man in the ski mask grabbed the handguard and used it to pull himself up, dislodging the blade as he rose. Their hands locked around the antique weapon, each man pulling and twisting as he fought to gain control, but the masked man knew he was the stronger of the two. He bent the other's wrist back until the man was forced to let go. Then, in the midst of his kill-or-be-killed frenzy, he shoved the man away and ran the blade clean through his chest.